This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Hamid Sahir, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Sahir, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Michelle Grady, please note the following medical letter, period. Michelle is M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name Grady, G-R-A-D-Y, period. On April 22nd, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, and I took the history directly from the patient, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 34-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 167 pounds, who is involved in an automobile accident on or about August 7th of 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when the vehicle was totaled, period. Initially, the vehicle was drivable, period. The patient was in a 2008 Chevy Malibu, no airbags deployed, period. Another vehicle struck the patient's vehicle on the driver's side, period. This resulted in the patient's vehicle being run off the road onto a sidewalk, period. The patient was jerked and she hit her left knee on the door, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, low back, comma, and left knee, period. Despite adequate treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain in the neck and low back area, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain was treated with chiropractic care and medication, period. It is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left arm to the hand, period. She's also experiencing more frequent migraines since the automobile accident, period. She did have migraines prior to this injury, but they are more frequent since, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain was treated with chiropractic care and medicine, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 4 to 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the left leg to the toe, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Ashkenazi, period. She was treated and released after x-rays, period. She was seen by her chiropractor once and then seen at Excel, E-X-C-E-L-L, Excel Sports Chiropractic and Rehab, period. She was seen several times and had massage therapy and adjustments, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, sports, comma, exercising, comma, gym, comma, walking over 10 minutes, comma, standing over 15 minutes, comma, sitting over 10 minutes, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma, playing with children, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen in a higher dose than before the automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and a back brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is unremarkable. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. past traumatic medical history revealed the patient injured her neck in 2010 in an automobile accident that was hit and run, period. It was treated a few months with physical therapy and chiropractic care, but it resolved in 7 to 8 months without permanency, period. The patient injured her low back in an automobile accident in 2010. It was treated a few months with physical therapy and chiropractic care for approximately 7 to 8 months, period. There was no permanency, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 2010, but she had total resolution of her pain in a few months, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in 2021. However, there was no injury when she was rear-ended another vehicle, period. There was no treatment or even an emergency room visit, period. The patient has not had a history of work injuries, period. New paragraph, occupation. The patient is a service assistant full-time, period. She missed 3 days of work initially and then time for her chiropractic appointments, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Eskenazi Emergency Room Department report, August 7th, 2023. Evaluation of left-sided body pain after being involved in a motor vehicle crash, period. Patient was restrained driver, making a right turn and collided on the driver's side with a semi-truck, period. Patient hit the left side of her head against the window, period. They state physical examination reassuring, period. No abrasions or broken bones noted on examination, period. She does not have any tenderness on examination, period. Discuss symptomatic care with Tylenol and ibuprofen, as she will likely be more sore the next 1 to 2 days, period. Encouraged to follow up with primary care provider as well, period. Diagnosis was motor vehicle accident initial encounter. She was discharged, period. End of that report. Eskenazi orthopedic note, August 18th, 2023. Patient presents to the orthopedic clinic today for evaluation of left-sided back slash neck slash hip slash knee pain following motor vehicle crash, period. Patient was evaluated in the emergency department on the date of injury, August 7th, 2023, period. No x-rays were obtained at that time, period. Patient states pain has persisted despite ice slash heat application and oral pain relievers, period. Prior to this injury, patient had no complaints, period. Complaints of left neck pain radiating to the left shoulder, period. Also complaining of left proximal leg pain, primarily over the anterior slash posterior thigh with numbness, period. On physical examination, reproducible pain in all fields of movement, left trapezius swelling noted, period. Knee tender to palpation over the lateral joint line, period. Assessment, 1, neck pain, 2, motor vehicle accident, 3, acute left-sided low back pain with left-sided sciatica, 4, acute pain of the left knee, period. Recommend obtaining cervical spine slash lumbar spine slash knee x-rays, period. End of report. Eskenazi x-rays. August 22nd, 2023, x-rays of the cervical spine, no acute cervical spine findings, x-rays of the knee, left, no acute osseous findings, x-rays of the lumbar spine, negative, period. End of reports. Eskenazi Primary Care, December 4th, 2023. Complains of increased migraine headaches, period. Assessment, Michelle was seen today for migraine, period. Imitrex prescribed as needed, period. End of report. Neurology Clinic, February 19th, 2024. Patient has a long history of migraine headaches dating back to 2010, worsened after MVC in August 2023 period. End of report. Chiropractic note, September 19th, 2023. History of chief complaint, neck, comma, mid-back, comma, low back, comma, left shoulder, comma, left leg, comma, left hip, comma, left knee involved in MVC, August 7th, 2023. They documented the abnormalities, period. Chiropractic note, November 29th, 2023. Encounter diagnosis was post-concussion syndrome, comma, tension type headache, comma, cervical algia, comma, sprain of the ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, sprain of ligaments of the lumbar spine, comma, sprain of the sacroiliac joint, comma, cervical brachial syndrome, comma, adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder, comma, adhesive capsulitis of the left shoulder, comma, segmental dysfunction of the cervical, thoracic, sacral, pelvic, and lower extremity, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 7th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, aggravation of prior migraines. Number four, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain, period. Next number, post-concussion syndrome with cephalgia improved. Next number, sprain of the sacroiliac improved. Next number, adhesive capsulitis of the right shoulder improved. Next number, sacral and pelvic strain improved. Next number, upper extremity strain improved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of August 7th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to cephalgia, utilizing Table 13-18, the patient qualifies for an additional 1% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these impairment ratings, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment rating as a result of the August 7th, 2023 auto accident, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in her head, cervical, and lumbar regions for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in the cervical and lumbar regions will cost $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Although surgery was never discussed with the patient, down the road, this certainly may be of necessity, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.